Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord for His goodness. I praise God for answered prayer. I praise the Lord for who He is, a good, gracious, wonderful Heavenly Father who delights to see His children blessed, who takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants, and prosperity in every area of our lives, spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, circumstantially, that we would reflect the greatness and the beneficence and the bounty of our Heavenly Father. He's a God he's not a God of lack for certain, isn't that true? He has all things for us, all things that pertain to life and godliness. He's given us richly all things to enjoy. Well, I'd like to share a passage of scripture found in the book of Genesis where two of God's favored servants are asked a question: is there anything too hard for the Lord? And I'd like to read those passages in Genesis, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 14. Let me turn to that right now. And the Lord appeared unto him, that's Abraham, by the oaks of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on, for therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cates upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hastened to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I have become old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child who am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Praise God. Is anything too hard for the Lord? What do we see here in this narrative that I just shared with you? Well, the Lord came with two angels, appeared to Abraham, and he was renewing the promise of the covenant after, of course, Abraham was graciously extending hospitality to the divine guests, gets them refreshed, prepares a meal, and the name Isaac means laughter. That was the child. The child was to be named that. And just as with Jesus, who came from the line of Isaac, the name of the child Sarah was to bear was given by God Himself before birth, just like the angel Gabriel gave Jesus the name that he was to be called Jesus. Isaac means laughter, and if anything, I guess you could say it perpetrated the laughter of his father in Genesis 17 and 17. Maybe let me just read that for you quickly. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? And then his mother laughed in 18:12, as I just read and shared with you. And this was just a standing memorial that his birth, Isaac's birth, was totally contrary to nature. Sarah gave utterance to her surprise and mingled emotions when she said, Who would have said unto Abraham, Sarah suckleth sons? For I have borne a son to his old age. Now, for a woman, I know people lived longer in those days and they were healthier, the environment was cleaner, but for a woman to give birth to a baby when she's 90 years old, even back then, was nothing else short of a miracle. And the key to this wonderful miracle is found in the Lord's own penetrating question to doubting Sarah. Is anything too hard for the Lord? The Lord's asking us tonight, is anything too hard for the Lord? The phrase she used, after I am waxed old, it actually means to be worn out like a garment. In Luke, that first chapter, verse 37, when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary to tell her of Jesus' birth and of Elizabeth's conception, he said, For with God nothing shall be impossible. Recall also the words of Jeremiah in the 32nd chapter of Jeremiah, verse 17. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Oh, precious brother and sister, we are living, I believe, far below our potential in Christ. We need to enlarge the place of our tent. Our faith needs to reach out to God to know there's nothing too hard for Him. We cannot limit and tempt Him as the children of Israel did in the wilderness. They limited the Holy One of Israel. That's what the scriptures say. Jesus said in John, the 17th chapter, verses 23 to 24, And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. And then Isaiah spoke these words in the 54th chapter, verse 2, Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. Praise God. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And what activates the miraculous of God? Beloved, it's the faith that God has given to us. God has given us all that we need to live a victorious Christian life. He's given us every resource. He's given us the ability to stand strong in the face of adversity. I want to read now a portion of Romans, the 4th chapter. Verses 2 and 3 declares, For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. I'm going to read now the next several verses found in verse 16 and following, 2:25. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which is of the faith of Abraham, which is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who giveth life to the dead, and calleth those things which are not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, So shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Thus and or therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Praise God. Hebrews remind us in that 11th chapter of Hebrews that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By faith the worlds were framed by the word of God. Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Enoch was translated. Noah, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house. Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Moses forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Rahab the harlot perished not with her household. All of God's servants, they by faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promise, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant to fight. Women received their dead raised to life again. Is anything too hard for the Lord, beloved? Even Abraham and Sarah could have blocked God's plan if they disbelieved God. The only thing too hard for Jehovah is deliberate, continued disbelief in his love and power and our final rejection of his plans for us. Nothing is too hard for Jehovah to do for them that trust him. Our own limitations, they don't matter. Remember what God said to Moses, who made man's mouth. This is God's challenge for us right now. He wants us to think of the deepest, highest, worthiest desires and longings of our hearts, to think on those things that have been so long unfulfilled, that we look upon it now only as a lost desire, that which may have been but cannot be. That thing, if it's in line with his expressed will, as a son to Abraham and Sarah was, God intends to do for us if we will let him and not limit him by unbelief. Oh, beloved radio family, let's go forward to do his will and let him do the impossible for us. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to share with you again today, and I invite you to tune in next time. We'll see what the Lord has for us. The announcer will give you our contact information. Won't you write? Let me pray for you. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.